the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Sponsored by Max Barbecue, Golden Isles Collision, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jack's Tire and Brake, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. And now, here is your host, Brad Kirkland.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Live from Max Barbecue, I'm Brad Kirkland. This Brunswick High Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Mr. Shuck Seafood, Golden Isles Collision, Jack's Tire and Brake, Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, and by our host, Max Barbecue. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Garrett Grady. Welcome, Coach.
Appreciate you having me.
Well, Coach, thank you for doing the show. Every Wednesday, probably for the next 12 Wednesdays, 7:30, we'll be right here talking football.
Sounds like
my favorite time of the year, and I bet it's yours too, it's football season. We're going to do football from Wednesday to Sunday, from here on out to about January, right? So we get started off by talking about the Pirates, and that's great. Congratulations on an outstanding initial campaign last year as the head coach. Undefeated season, region champs, city champs. I don't think we could have scripted it any better for you.
Yeah, you know, starting out for your first season, you know, the way we had it, you know, going week to week, you know, one game at a time and railing some wins off in the W column. And that's definitely something that's, you know, I'm proud of. I'm proud of our team from last year. I'm proud of the guys, the seniors left our great legacy behind. But, you know, it was exciting. It was fun. And we learned a lot about our team that we had. And yeah, we had a first round playoff exit. And that's something that we definitely had a bad taste in our mouth. We went up a great opponent, you know, with Houston County. They came out of Region 1 6A, which the top four teams in the state were definitely in that region. And to go against them and that caliber of a team, you know, that was a challenge for us. So we knew what we had to work towards this offseason for sure.
I mean, I've thought about that a lot. We kind of caught the injury bug last year, and some of our key studs, if you will, went down. And I think if they don't go down, we might win a little bit deeper in those playoffs.
No doubt. You know, I definitely think that, you know, winning in the playoffs and going deep in the playoffs, one, you got to have a little bit of luck with the draw that you get, which we didn't get a good draw. You know, we just had Houston County, and, you know,
Right. Eventually
would have went on. We would have played some really good teams. And then the next thing is you got to stay healthy. 100% you got to stay healthy. We lost outside linebacker Devin Smith in the ninth game of the season at Evans. And then we lost Tyler Sams earlier in the season, which one thing we learned from that is that, you know, his backup was ready, and that was Tate Gadsden, what we talked about earlier. And he had a heck of a season, but we got both those guys back returning for us. They're seniors this year with Tyler Sams and Devin Smith. And then, you know, just staying healthy, that's the name of the game. That's why we, you know, work so hard in the weight room for injury prevention. And, you know, if we got bumps or bruises that we need to take care of in the training room, you know, we have the availability to do that with our trainer.
Well, we definitely look for good things from those guys. So looking back on your first season, anything that you learned, anything you would have done different, any plans to do something different this year?
I mean, definitely looking back, one thing I learned is decision-making I can do this year a lot quicker. I can revert back to some of the mistakes that we made this past year and say, hey, we did it that way last year, let's try to do it this way. And, you know, or, you know, talking about, you know, would I do it any different way? Yeah, I'd like to have the Houston game back, and I like to say, hey, we know what we're going to do on the two-point conversion and make a play. But, you know, now we know going forward this year, if somebody lines up in a formation like that, we can always look and say, hey, this is what they're going to do on that play. And, you know, just other things, personnel issues or anything, game planning or, you know, days out of school, how we address those days out of school that we have a game, how would we like to bring kids in and everything. I think we did a really good job, not only me, but our staff did a good job with our guys last year with those kinds of things.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, so during the offseason, you brought on some new folks. Tell us about the new coaches that you brought on. I know one, I saw Mr. Kano up and down those sidelines, so that's a good hire. So
yeah, we definitely. I brought a couple of coaches on new. First of all, we lost our wide receiver coach, Coach Buzz Sons. He took an offense coordinator job at a Division II school. He's a young, great coach that he definitely got awarded that opportunity, and you know he came in and talked to me about it. He doesn't have a family right now and doesn't have any kids, so I told him, hey, you know, take advantage of this opportunity and see where it can lead you, because he told me that was one of his goals, was to coach college football, and he's going to do a great job up there. And but a guy that I brought in for his spot actually played receiver for him at Valdosta State. His name is Daryl Myers, and not only does Daryl have the connection through our old wide receiver coach and the Valdosta State connection with me, but Coach Tedder, our defense coordinator, coached him at Savannah Johnson. So that's another connection that we had. He played receiver there as well. He's coached at Savannah Johnson. He's coached in the Savannah area, and he'll coach our receivers here at Brunswick High School. You said earlier, Coach John Kano was a great All-State offensive lineman here at Brunswick High, and he goes up to Reinhart University. And
pretty good career there.
Yeah, had a really good career. He's a four-year starter, two-time NAIA All-American. So he's doing a really good job of developing our young offensive linemen and just really teaching them how that position should be played, because he was a heck of an offensive lineman. And so he's working with those guys. Another guy I brought in was a tight ends coach. His name is Brad Thomas. He came from Pierce County. He's from McIntosh. He's local. But he's going to coach our tight ends and our H-backs and fullbacks. And look forward to, you know, his experiences and, you know, his knowledge and helping those guys be successful.
Well, good. Maybe you can put a bug in their ear, and maybe they can come sit with us at the table at some point during this season.
Yeah, we'll get those guys on.
Well, Coach, we experienced some tragedy this summer. We lost of a special player. I didn't know him personally, but I heard you refer to him as a special player, Mikael Ellis. Well, how have y'all handled that? And I know that you're dedicating the season to him, and the players are probably amped up about that. So
yeah,
tell us about that.
Definitely, you know, talking about Mikael and what he meant, I don't think any time he was around you, you weren't smiling. You know, he'd always make everybody laugh. He was that kind of guy that his smile just lit up the room. When you're having a bad day or something, or, you know, things ain't going your way, you can always look over at him and he can give you a smile, or, you know, say, what's up, coach? And everything would be smoothed over. But just his character, just a great kid, always doing what he's supposed to do, always going to where he's supposed to go. He was, you know, his physical stature, he was 6'1", 210 pounds, running back, and great athlete, not only on the football field, but on the basketball court as well. And just a great teammate and great friend to a lot of our guys on the team. And so with enduring this tragedy, you know, it's brought our team together even more. You know, we always say we're all about the family and, you know, we got each other's backs. But I think this is really a tight-knit group that loves each other, plays for each other, and that's why this season's going to be dedicated to him.
Well, Coach, I think you've done an outstanding job. I saw the bracelets that you handed out at the last the cookout fundraiser that we had, all about family on the bracelets. I think that's a great idea. You've had a great run you've been with the program, what, now 5, 6 years?
Seven years.
So your fingerprints are all over it, and I think you're doing an outstanding job, so we appreciate you. More to come on the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Hey, sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust. Member FDIC.
High school football season is here, and for over 28 years, Air Adjusters has been your home team and has been helping you score that touchdown by keeping you cool in the Georgia summers and warm in the winters. High quality work from trained professionals, so give your hometown team a call. Air Adjusters, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Financing available, 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Golden Isles Collision, and by Mr. Shuck Seafood. Coach, it's a new season. Lots of new players, lots of players that were on the team but not necessarily on varsity, may not have a lot of experience. However, we do have a nucleus of players that are coming back that I know are playmakers. And talk to us about who are the leaders of this 2023 team, and what and maybe some of the inexperienced players that might be able to step up.
I definitely think, you know, like you said, Brett, we got a good group of guys, offense, defense, and special teams that are key positions that can really lead us on either side of the ball or all three phases. When I started the kick again, we got McClain Finneran back. You know, he's been in our program all 4 years. He's been starting for 3 years now, made some big kicks in his career.
Big games.
But then we got some guys that are backing him up as well. And also in our snapping game with Landon Etheridge and Parker Ray, you got Zach Kirkland also in our specialist role. That those four guys, you know, they go out every single day, they practice hard, and they're in a rotation of things that we do. Looking at the defense side of the ball, some guys that are back, you know, we got some key linebackers back, we got some defensive linemen back, let's talk about linebackers for instance. You got Devin Smith back, he's a four-star guy, played 3 years of varsity football, started all 3 years, got hit with, an injury last year, he's made really good progress over the offseason of getting back on the field, and now he's back, he's 100%. And him coming off the edge is always something that, I would hate the game plan against. I see it every day in practice, and I'm just like, wow, if I had to go against that guy, I'd probably run the other way. But if you run the other way, then you're going to run into Jay Sean Towns, the inside linebacker, and he's definitely a leader on our defense. He's probably the hardest hitting guy on our team. And then also, you look at our defensive front with Donye Broughton and River Creel, and then you're going to have some other guys in those roles as well, we push those guys, and I think just that front seven is really, really special. I think those guys are really good at rushing the passer, stopping the run, and using their hands very well. And then you look in the back end, we lost a guy, Ivan Johnson, last year, and I think he's all around one of the best underrated players in our region and in the state of Georgia as well, and he's up at West Georgia right now having a stellar career, already getting good reports from him. But you got Tyler Sams and Tate Gadsden, directed in the secondary at safety. So those guys are going to make some big plays. A guy that, that you're going to hear his name a lot is Jeremiah Woodard. He's coming up. He's a junior for us. Hasn't played a lot of football, but he's definitely a guy who's put in a lot of work this offseason. And then our corners as well. So, you know, we got Keon Leggett. You know, he played a lot of football when I was in high school. And, you know, he has his own little island. We can always know one-on-one. He's a lockdown corner. So that's going to be have to, you know, find a guy out there between Amari Lamar and Avion Addison. And there's a few other guys that are in rotation at corner that can give us some help out there as well. Then now you look at the offensive side. I think every skill position is either back or had some experience on the field whatsoever. When you talk about Terry Mitchell at wide receiver, you know, he's a three-year starter. He's an all-state receiver. He's electric with the ball in his hands.
Absolutely.
I definitely think the experience that he has can help us out. You'll see Hezekiah Kent at the tight end spot. You'll see also our quarterback, J.R. Elkins, he's back, you know, and I think he had a heck of a year. He led us to 10 straight wins last year over some big games for his first year starting varsity football. He's got a big stature, big arm. And then in the run game as well, you've got Jamarius Towns and William Heck that are coming back. One guy that I think is an unsung hero on the offense is Caleb Butler. Caleb Butler does a lot of dirty work in the box, and he can split out wide either at a fullback position or a tight end position. And then the other receivers you'll see as well on the field. One, Grant Moore, he's our backup quarterback. He starts for us at one of our receiver spots. And then Darren Monroe. Darren Monroe's a track guy who played behind Kevin Thomas last year at receiver. But he's also a guy that can get in there. He's going to play a lot for us at receiver as well. And then you get to the offensive line. Four out of the five guys on the offensive line have never played varsity football before. Now, is there a lot of talent, you know, on our offensive line? Yes, there's a lot of talent there, but they're young and inexperienced. And that's why it was so beneficial this summer with the OTAs and all the competitions we went to get those guys that experience. So there's a lot of key players in key areas for us.
You're listening to the Pirates Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Well, Coach, those are the names that we know, and we expect a lot of good things out of them. Spring game. Well, let's talk about the spring game.
Okay.
We looked fast on defense, I thought. We looked fast on offense. Skill players looked great. The one question mark was the O-line. I thought the quarterback was under duress for the most part of that game. How are we going to handle that with a in game time situation when we play teams that are really good on defense and we're getting in our backfield?
Well, definitely, I think that, you know, you hit on it. Our team speed, whether offense, defense, is there. We do have a lot of skilled players, a lot of guys that have, you know, excelled in speed and everything. But, you know, I think our offense and defense line, you know, they go against in practice every single day. I believe iron sharpens iron. Those guys going against each other will make them better. But I definitely think our defensive front is special, so if we can at least get a pass off against them, we should be, you know, have some success. But definitely with our pass protection, we got to get better, got to get those guys on the offensive line experience, make sure we're building up their confidence in a positive way. You know, they're not going to win every rep, but if they don't want to rep them, we still got to protect the quarterback and find ways how to maneuver in the pocket, move the pocket around a little bit. Using our backs and pass protection as well to help those guys out. I think those are different ways that we can help those guys out. Throw some screens. I think that should be our game plan as well, just to stop the pass rush a little bit more. And I think there's things that we can do to help those guys out, but they got to be willing to help themselves and come to work every single day
right, to
help them pass pro.
Well, I read where you were quoted in a recent interview, max effort can overcome some inexperience. How do you get your players to give that max effort?
Well, I definitely think when they come to practice every single day, I think, you know, if they're not giving us their all, then your inexperience is not going to live up to your technique. And that's one of the things a lot of things can do. If you're inexperienced, your technique can beat a lot of really, really good players. If you just stay within your technique and play within your technique, and that, you know, offensive line play, I'm an offensive line coach by heart. If you have great technique, you can beat some really good players. And I think if you do that, you know, we'll have some success.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The best low country boil in Southeast Georgia? Mr. Shuck's Seafood. Also a dining room, full bar, and a full seafood market available. Fresh shrimp and live crabs. They were just swimming yesterday. Mr. Shuck's Seafood, 107 Alabama in Brunswick, right beside Dan Bates. Takeout available, 912-265-5959. Be sure to find us on Facebook. 13 years of serving folks just like you, and we're proud to say, let's go Pirates!
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Pirates! At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call, 912-265-8674, and find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with Head Coach Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Brad Kirkland. This segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, South Coast Bank and Trust, Jack's Tire and Brake, and by Max Barbecue. Coach, did we make it through the summer healthy? Because I know last year we caught the injury bug. This year, how are we doing right now?
We are healthy right now. Knock on wood. Yeah. I think that's wood, yeah. But yeah, our guys are healthy right now. You know, we've got some bumps and bruises, but there's nothing a little ice can't fix, and some pre-wrap and some tape and everything. So we're good in that status. Our guys are working really hard. You know, when we practice, it's physical. I mean, you know, that's the game of football, and some guys are going to get hurt and injured, but we're healthy right now, and, you know, moving forward, that's a testament to our weight room and our guys, you know, really getting after it. You know, this is our off week right now, so one thing we're doing in the weight room is maxing out, and our guys have put up some great numbers on bench, squat, and power clean, and they're going to work off of those numbers, you know, for the next 15 weeks. And we're looked to max out, you know, maybe in a bye week later down the road.
Very good. Well, Coach, with the team that we have, we do expect to be there at the end of the season in the playoffs. So, and I know that's going to take some effort, not just by the team, but by the people who support the Pirates. You guys have been really working hard on a fundraiser. I know right now y'all are going through what's called the Launch-a-thon, I believe.
Call-a-thon.
Text-a-thon.
Yeah, it's done by Leading Edge fundraiser. We've had a few fundraisers that we've done over the past offseason, and we are, you know, we've done discount cards, we've done a reverse raffle where we gave away $5,000. You know, that was a great night at Glenn County Stadium that we held, and looking forward to doing that again next year. But the one we're doing right now is probably one of our biggest fundraisers since I've been at Brunswick High School. It is a text-a-thon, so you might get a text from, you know, a Brunswick High football player or see it on any social media platforms, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything, or you'll get, a text, and it has a link into where you can donate any amount of money. And we set our goal at, you know, we're trying to get up to $20,000, and right now we're sitting at about $17,500.
So we're almost there, that's right.
We're almost there, and this fundraiser will run all the way until this Monday. So you got today, you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and all day Monday to get it in. And our guys are doing a really good job of participating and doing their part. And, you know, like I said, it's all about the family. This money goes directly towards the players, whether it's Pirate gear, whether it's feeding the team, pregame, postgame meals, post-practice meals, maybe heading up to Augusta, maybe we get a charter bus, or maybe in the playoffs get a charter bus. That's what this money goes to.
That's right. Those things aren't cheap, so we need all the Brunswick High supporters to get on the Facebook and make a donation to these Pirates.
That's right.
That's right. Well, thank you, Coach. Scrimmage game, Coach. What's your assessment of last Friday night?
Well, they
only got two quarters.
Right. I wish that everybody would have got more reps during the scrimmage game, but we lightning got us, and so we were off. But we did get one quarter versus Savannah Christian, which is, all three teams that were in the scrimmage were really good. I think DJ Davis from the Brunswick Times or Brunswick News said there was a 31-5 record between all three teams, and all three of us have won the region. So you look at that and see the competition level was there. So, we go out against Brunswick versus Savannah Christian in the first quarter. It's a scrimmage game. There are 10-minute quarters, trying to get some guys in. I thought our guys played very physical against a really good team. They had the number two player in the country in defensive line. That's Elijah Griffin, five-star defensive lineman. He's only a junior, so he'll –
I didn't know that. That's wild.
Yeah, he's the number two player in the country. And he'll get to go play wherever he wants to.
That was number 95.
Yes, that is him. Had a really good defensive end, tight end. Their running back was well coached. Just a solid team. I think Coach Woodard does a really good job with them. And, they're a deep playoff team. But once again, our growing pains really show, and those are things we got to keep working at. And that there's not going to be any solution to that except keep working hard and keep getting better every single week. And that's going to be that's got to be the remedy for that. Then we move into the McIntosh quarter, and Coach Warren does a really good job. And I told him that the offense that he came out and ran against us, he needs to run that every single time he steps on the field, because they had some success, and their players were played very well, and we were up for the challenge, and I think that competition level is always different when McIntosh and Brunswick play, or Glenn versus McIntosh, because the competition, they border our county, so, and a lot of those guys know each other. I've said that before, but I think they had, hats off to them. They came ready to play, and offensively, we struggled a little bit. Our inexperience showed, and those are things we got to go back to the drawing board and make some changes.
Emotions were running a little hot, I noticed, when we played McIntosh. This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, some things we can control, some things we can't. I'm talking about penalties.
Yeah.
I know it frustrates you, especially with the ones that happen after the play or after the whistle. How do you impose to your players, don't go after the whistle, don't do that?
I mean, that's got to be done in practice. I think you got to always harp on playing between the whistles and control, like you said, control what you can control, and play the next play. Don't worry about a penalty, whether it's on you or it's not. Just play the next play. I think every player's got to have that mentality. Like I said, it's got to go back to practice. Something happens in practice and you move the ball up, you got to play the next play. You can't sit there and dwell on the stuff in the past.
All right, Coach. Well, got a bye week. What are we emphasizing and to get ready for the following week, which we know we go to Camden County, who's going to be waiting on us?
Well, definitely. This week's been a struggle just with the heat. I think talking about our players' safety, we've been practicing in the gym because the wet bulb's been too high. So we've had to make some adjustments with our practice schedule and make sure our freshmen have somewhere to go, that make sure they're getting coached up and getting the reps they need. But we've been having to split and use the gym. Defense will go first and get some work done, and offense will be in the film room and meeting, and then we'll flip and make sure offense will go in the gym and defense will meet. So we've had to do that a couple of days this week. It's been a challenge. Today was actually our first day out on the turf, and it was a great practice. It's always a little bit of growing pains when you get back on the turf. You got to get back into you know, grew with things of, you know, actually taking somebody to the ground. You can't take somebody to the ground in the gym, you know.
That's right.
It kind of hurts a little bit, but it happens every now and then. But I think the physicality has got to be there. We got to be there mentally, you know, prepared. And then definitely we got 2 great weeks to prepare for Camden. I know that they got a game this Friday night versus Columbia. So I know some of our guys will go watch them play, and there's some surrounding counties that are playing as well. So our guys will, you know, go watch some football this Friday night and be safe.
Well, Coach, there's a lot of excitement for the Pirates this year, and I'm just excited for you to come here and do this show with us, and I appreciate you. Thanks for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Garrett Grady on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us every week during the season right here at Max Barbecue at 7:30 p.m. I'm Brad Kirkland, signing off.